The book of Revelation in your Bible reveals the future of the world. It reveals the rise and fall of nations. And in the prophecies for our time, God shows us that one particular superpower will amaze the world. The book of Revelation calls it the beast. Who is this beast that will soon emerge on the world scene? Do you know? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames reveals the Beast of Revelation. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. God used the Apostle John to write down the exciting end-time prophecies of Jesus Christ. That revelation is recorded in the last book of your Bible. In the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, God reveals the end of mankind's rule on the earth. He reveals that a new divine kingdom will rule the world. The book of Revelation also describes an end-time beast power that will exercise awesome political, economic, and military power over the earth. Let's read the biblical description of this beast. If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation 17. Here we read about a harlot who is riding the beast. The Apostle John writes what he sees in vision. Revelation 17, verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Here's a beast with seven heads and ten horns. What does this creature symbolize? What is the meaning of the seven heads and the ten horns? Let's understand one fundamental principle for studying Bible prophecy. The Bible interprets the Bible. Is there somewhere in the Bible that can give us a clue as to the meaning of the beast? Yes, there is. We'll see what the book of Daniel discloses about this symbol. But first, let's continue with the Apostle John's description of the beast. John sees a harlot, a fallen woman, riding the beast. A woman is often symbolic of a church, as you read in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 25 and verse 32. A harlot is symbolic of a fallen woman, or a great false religious system. Revelation 17, verse 4, describes her this way. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Here is a great persecuting church, a church that has persecuted true Christians over the ages. We've discussed that subject in previous programs. John continues with his discussion of the beast in Revelation 17:9. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition, or destruction. The seven heads also represent seven kings or kingdoms over a period of time. There was the original kingdom, and then seven revivals. So the final revival will be the eighth kingdom or empire. As we'll see later, this is the revived Roman Empire. This superpower called the Beast will have great power. 10 kings or kingdoms will give their power to the Beast. Again, my friends, let's understand the Bible interprets the Bible. What do the horns of the beast symbolize? Revelation 17 and verse 12. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. This final beast will have great power. This empire, this alliance, will even attempt to fight Christ at his coming. Revelation 17, verse 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. This superpower will use all its modern weapons of mass destruction against Jesus Christ, but its armies will utterly fail against the King of kings. My friends, you do not want to succumb to this future world-ruling superpower. You need to be on God's side. You'll want to be with Christ. You'll want to be among those who are called, chosen, and faithful. You need to watch trends, world trends, in the light of Bible prophecy. And you need to understand these major prophecies. We'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. It's titled, The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. Be sure to write down the phone number and address. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Now, what does a beast symbolize? Does the Bible give its own interpretation? Yes, it does. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the 7th chapter. God inspired his prophet Daniel to envision the rise and fall of empires. Daniel saw and envisioned 4 great beasts. Daniel 7 and verse 2. Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the 4 winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And suddenly another beast, a second like a bear. It was raised up on one side and had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. Daniel goes on to describe beasts that were like a leopard and another beast with 10 horns. Daniel was very disturbed and wanted to know the meaning of these beasts and the interpretation of the vision. Daniel writes in verse 16, I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts which are 4 are 4 kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. We don't need to guess at the interpretation. God reveals that these beasts were symbolic of kings. In Daniel, the 2nd chapter, kings also represent kingdoms. So we see, my friends, that beasts are symbolic of kings or kingdoms. When you come to understand it, the 4th beast and its 10 horns here in Daniel 7 are also representative of an end-time revival of a great empire. God is giving us a prophecy of a coming superpower. Notice what Daniel writes about the 4th beast in verse 23. The 4th beast shall be a 4th kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings, who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue 3 kings. The horns represent successive kings, but they will be judged, and the final beast power will be overthrown. That's good news. Daniel 7, verse 27. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Yes, the saints, true Christians, faithful servants, will be ruling with Christ in his everlasting kingdom. You and I, if we're faithful, will be serving as kings and priests and ruling on this earth, as it tells us in Revelation 5:10. Just as we read in Daniel 7:27, the kingdom shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. That can include you. if you're willing to repent and be converted. God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That'll be a glorious time. I hope that you're praying for God's kingdom to come. Serious Bible students know that the Bible is inspired by God. It's God-breathed, as it tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16. They know that in the diversity of the 66 books of the Bible, there is also unity. In fact, three major prophecies all depict the same four great empires of the past. You'll find those three prophecies, those major prophecies in Daniel 2, Daniel 7, which we've just discussed, and Revelation 13. To help you understand these three prophecies, we have a chart in our free booklet that compares the characteristics of these visions. The first column describes the image of Daniel 2. The second column describes the four beasts of Daniel 7. The third column describes the seven-headed beast of Revelation 13. The fourth column describes the harlot riding the scarlet beast of Revelation 17. The final two columns of this chart give you the symbolic meaning and the historic fulfillment. This free booklet is titled, The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. Many Bible students have tried in vain to identify this mysterious beast. Who is it? Some have wildly speculated that it might be the United States or some other way-out idea. But you can know, because the Bible interprets the Bible. You need this booklet. You can understand what major superpower will ultimately surpass the United States and all other geopolitical powers on Earth. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet entitled, The Beast of Revelation. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. And be sure to request your free booklet, The Beast of Revelation, and Tomorrow's World magazine. Just call or write for your free booklet, The Beast of Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the prophecies revealed to Daniel and the Apostle John all converge on the final apostate superpower. Can we identify this superpower, this final beast? The famous image of Nebuchadnezzar gives us both biblical and historical evidence of the four world-ruling empires. Turn in your Bible to Daniel, the first chapter. Daniel and his three friends were taken from the Holy Land in the Babylonian captivity. The Babylonians trained and educated these young men, and they excelled the king's service because God gave them wisdom, as it tells us in Daniel 1 and verse 17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him. Daniel was called before the king. And then Daniel proceeded to describe this great image in the king's dream. Daniel 2 and verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them in pieces. The prophet Daniel told the king the dream's meaning. Daniel 2 and verse 36. This is the dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. What empires or kingdoms were symbolized by this image? Read most any reputable Bible commentary, and you'll see that scholars and historians agree on the identity of these empires. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that the head of gold represented him and his empire, the Babylonian Empire. What world-ruling empires followed? The head of gold represented the Babylonian Empire from 625 to 539 BC. This empire was replaced by the Medo-Persian Empire from 558 to 330 BC, represented by the chest and arms of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great from 333 to 31 BC. The two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. And finally, the 10 toes on 2 feet of iron mixed with ceramic clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. Now, notice that the final worldly kingdoms represented by Nebuchadnezzar's great image will all come to an end. The image represented 4 ruling empires and their extension to the end of the world or the end of the age. They will all be replaced by what is called the fifth kingdom, the coming kingdom of God. Daniel 2, verse 34. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And what is this stone? Daniel describes its meaning in chapter 2 and verse 44. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Yes, the kingdom of God will stand forever. That's the good news you can count on. That's the good news we strive to share with you here on Tomorrow's World. As we've seen, the prophecies of Daniel predicted the empires to succeed Babylon. The last empire with its revivals was the Roman Empire. There were 6 revivals, including the imperial restoration under Justinian in 544 AD, and another revival led by Charlemagne in 800 AD. And the end-time beast power of Revelation will be the final revival of the ancient Roman Empire. That ancient Roman Empire continued from about 31 BC to 476 AD. The beasts of Revelation 17 and Revelation 13 also revealed the end-time revival of this ancient empire. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 13 and verse 1. The Apostle John writes what he sees in vision. Revelation 13 and verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. As we pointed out on the last program, this beast will have an end-time fulfillment during the 3 1/2 years leading up to the return of Christ. Other commentators have also identified the beast of Revelation as the Roman Empire. This includes the New Catholic edition of the Holy Bible, translated from the Latin Vulgate. It's generally referred to as the Douay Rheims version. The New Catholic edition of the Holy Bible makes this comment concerning the beast of Revelation 17:11. The beast spoken of here seems to be the Roman Empire, as in chapter 13, end of quote. This Catholic Bible also comments concerning Revelation 13:1 as follows, quote, "The picture of the first beast is based on the 7th chapter of Daniel. This beast is the figure of kingdoms of the world, kingdoms founded on passion and selfishness, which in every age are antagonistic to Christ and seek to oppress the servants of God. Imperial Rome represents this power. End of quote. Yes, even the Douay Rheims Bible admits to the identity of the beast. You need to understand prophetic trends and events. To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this exciting and revealing free booklet, The Beast of Revelation, Myth, Metaphor, or Soon Coming Reality. This booklet will give you the biblical and historical information you need to understand the symbolic beast described in Revelation and Daniel. The beast in Revelation is identified by a mysterious mark. You need to understand the mark of the beast. The beast is also identified by a number, 666. What is the meaning of this number? And who is the woman who rides the beast? Our free booklet will give you the answers. Here in the center is a chart comparing the symbolic meaning and the historic fulfillment of Daniel chapters 2 and 7 with Revelation chapters 13 and 17. This booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. Here's vital information that will help you to be prepared for the future. There's no cost or obligation, so pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Just ask for the booklet entitled The Beast of Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The end-time superpower that will eventually dominate Europe and the Middle East will be a revived Roman Empire symbolized in the prophecies of Revelation and Daniel as a beast. This great power will be political, military, and economic. You can read about its economic power in Revelation chapter 18. The current European Union is headed toward completing all three dimensions of that power. It could have the potential of being a force for good. But as we pointed out on previous programs and in Tomorrow's World magazine, God will once again use the end-time descendants of Assyria, the nation of Germany, in punishing his people, the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel, the American and British descended peoples. Germany right now is the leading nation of the European Union. The European Union's official statistics office, Eurostat, reported in January 2004 that the 15 EU member countries in 2002 had a combined population of 380 million and a gross domestic product of $8.6 trillion. In May 2004, 10 more countries are scheduled to join the EU, bringing the total population to 462 million and gross domestic product to $9 trillion. By comparison, the United States has a population of 291 million and gross domestic product of $10.3 trillion. Be sure to watch developments in Europe. Bible prophecy also reveals that this European superpower will invade the Middle East. The prophet Daniel, for example, predicts that the end-time king of the north will enter the glorious land. You can read about that in Daniel 11, verse 41. But let's see what Jesus said in Luke 21 and verse 20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. In the first century, when Jesus gave this end-time prophecy, Jerusalem was controlled by the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire in Jesus' day enforced a Pax Romana, or a Roman peace, on the Holy Land. Even today, international voices, including that of the Vatican, are calling for international control of Jerusalem. Jesus said, that when Jerusalem is surrounded by armies, we will be facing the climax of end time events. Jesus said in Luke 21 and verse 22, "For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." You need to know what lies ahead. Jerusalem and the whole earth, for that matter, will be liberated by the returning King of Kings, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. As we saw in Revelation, the 17th chapter, the beast power will even fight against Christ at his coming. But Christ will conquer all who oppose him. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 19 and in verse 19, "And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with a sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh." My friends, be sure that you are not deceived. Pray that you will not be a part of this prophesied political religious system that will deceive many. This Babylonian system will dominate the religion of the Western world. God warns us in Revelation 18 and in verse 4, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." May God help you to understand the prophecies He's revealed in your own Bible. And may you come out of modern Babylon. May God bless you as you seek to obey Him and His truth through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Be sure to call or write for your free booklet on the Beast of Revelation. We invite you to join us each week on Tomorrow's World. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org.